Leah Biondo, Director of Policy and Outreach, United States Cattlemen's Association.
Okay, that works. All right, Leah, you guys as an organization are taking action to reintroduce labeling of U.S. beef, and you guys want it to be mandatory. Tell me what action you've taken and why now, and do you think you'll be successful?
Yeah, so last week, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association submitted a letter of support for a petition that was submitted by another group to return the Made in the USA label. And what this would do is close the loophole that allows processors to bring in imported beef product, have it undergo a significant transformation within our borders, which can be as insignificant as simply sticking a knife in the product or packaging it, and then claiming the Made in the USA label. So we believe that loophole is not truthful, not transparent, and should not be allowed in within our borders.
And the group that brought the petition, was that the OCM?
Correct.
Okay. So this is an avenue, one of others, I suppose, that you guys can take to try to get this through. It's been, what, 3 years since the original COOL law was put to rest. So tell me what the process is and how you guys see a path to success here.
Yeah, so OCM's petition is one such avenue to achieving our goal of bringing back a truthful and transparent labeling program. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association's founding members were the ones who fought for the original implementation of mandatory country of origin labeling. As you said, we lost that in 2015 just because as a countryside, we cannot come together on a consensus on what would be the best path forward for the program. So USCA and National Farmers Union, we had teed up legislation that would have assured the labeling on beef would be mandated. We lost that assurance. And as you know, in 2015, Congress repealed country of origin labeling as a whole. OCM's petition would again close that loophole that allows processors to bring in imported product and claim the Made in the USA label. It would put a rule on the books at USDA that this would no longer be an allowable practice.
What is the process of doing this through FSIS, and how long would something like that potentially take?
So the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, we submitted our own petition for rulemaking earlier this year on the labeling of protein alternatives, including both lab-grown protein alternatives and plant-based protein alternatives. And how this works is you petition the agency to institute some sort of rulemaking. In the case of OCM's petition, the rulemaking would be to close this loophole that allows importers to bring in product from outside of the United States and claim that Made in the USA label. What happens next is supporters chime in. They send in letters of support, which this petition received quite a bit of support from even outside the agriculture industry. We're talking different consumer groups had sent in their own letters of support. So it was really good to see both our industry, the agriculture industry, and the greater country weighing in on this important issue. So once those letters of support are in to the agency reviews it, and they will issue their decision, hopefully within a relatively short time frame.
You mentioned that there was a rare combination of RCAF USA and NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, strongly advocating against that that label. With those being I know NCBA is quite large, but do you feel like it's you're up against some giants, or how do you feel in terms of your position in this this fight and getting this this back? And I wanted to ask you about the consumer benefit that you see, but specifically, since your release brought up RCAF and NCBA, talk about that first.
Yeah, so the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, as I mentioned earlier, our founding members had fought for that original implementation of mandatory country of origin labeling. Our director emeritus, Leo McDonald, was the original proponent for mandatory country of origin labeling and did hire Stewart and Stewart Law, who we still have a great working relationship with and who filed our petition for rulemaking this year, fighting back against fake meat. So we're seeing, you know, we are up against some strong forces within the ag industry, but we really encourage anyone who has a stake, that's a pun as well, anyone who has a stake in this country of origin labeling program to really voice their opinion and let it be known. We're finding that more and more ranchers are finally seeing the benefits of country of origin labeling. They saw, you know, a gradual and definitive increase in live cattle prices as soon as COOL was instituted. And conversely, they saw a historic massive drop in cattle prices following the repeal of country of origin labeling in 2015, despite the rhetoric that was put out by some other national livestock groups on how much COOL would cost the cattle industry. We're not seeing that. In fact, packer profit margins have increased tremendously since the repeal. Not only was country of origin labeling good for the U.S. cattle producer, but it was equally good for consumers who got to know where their food was truly coming from.
And the original, you had this in the document, the original read, born in the USA, for example, raised in Canada, slaughtered in Mexico. What would the new proposed labels look like? Would they have those requirements, or just simply, what would it be?
You know, the actual requirements would be determined by USDA FSIS and their petition for rulemaking. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association has always been a strong proponent of born, raised, and harvested in the United States.
Okay. And you guys do have your proposal, your specific language, which I can add to the story. And is there anything else that you would like to add, Leah?
You know, we'll be talking about country of origin labeling, truth in labeling, and much, much more at the 2018 Cattle Producers Forum. It's coming up very soon, September 5th and 6th in Billings, Montana. We'll start off with our policy discussions on day one and then segue into our greater Cattle Producers Forum on day two. We strongly encourage anyone who, again, has a stake in the industry to come out and join us. You can find out more information at www.cattlemensmeeting.com.
And if they can't make it to that but want to comment on this petition, how do they do so?
So the petition period has actually closed. It closed on Friday. Of course, you can still share the issue with folks either through your own social media or just make sure that we've gotten this information out to producers and consumers. It is important to keep this on the top of the list, both that Congress is hearing about it and the administration. So tweet, Facebook, email, whatever you do, make sure you're reaching out to those that are in charge of this and, you know, letting them know that this is an important issue and should be at the top of their radar.